Hi guys, good morning. This is Sonia and you're listening to your favorite CNBC TV 18 Market podcast where we prepare you for the day's trading action in just a few minutes. The bulls are definitely in charge of this market. Yesterday we saw a surge in late trade and the Nifty conquered the 10,900 mark. So you know what? In hindsight, the RBI governor's resignation was in fact the best buying opportunity for this market. So the Nifty is now up almost 600 points from the lows that we saw on the 11th of December. The next level to watch is the 100-day moving average of 10,938. So let's see if that gets conquered. Actually, this market is in an uptrend. So no levels are really sacrosanct. It's a trending market and you will make money if you buy every dip. At least that's what the anecdotal evidence suggests. The other positives for today, one is that Brent crude has fallen substantially on oversupply concerns. So yesterday, Brent crude hit a 17-month low. It went down all the way to $57.2 a barrel. And that is a big positive for an oil importing nation like ours. We also saw buying come in from FII. So FIIs bought 145 crores in the cash markets yesterday. The rupee has surged to 70.4, which is the highest level since the 30th of November. And we are expecting a rally in the government bond market today because the RBI announced a massive bond buying program. So the RBI will inject 50,000 crores of liquidity in December through the open market operation route. Not just that, more good news in store. The global markets have stabilized after a two-day fall. So the Dow was up 0.3% yesterday. We have the SGX Nifty suggesting a start in the green. And Asian markets too have recovered from their lows, markets like Hong Kong trading in the green. Apart from that, there is news flow that the NSE has decided to launch weekly options on the Nifty index. And this will help increase volumes in the options segment and provide a hedging tool for traders. So clearly, we are in the midst of a Santa Claus rally in the markets. Seems like Christmas has come early. And if you look at the outperformance that India has seen vis-a-vis their global peers, it's quite a bit actually. So in the month of December, the MSCI India index is down just 1.15%, while the MSCI Emerging Market Index is down 4.6%. Asia ex Japan is down 5%. And the S&P 500 is down 6.1%. So clearly, there's a big outperformance that India has seen. Now, just coming to a few stocks before I wrap up for the day. IDFC and Capital First, the merger will be effective December 18th. So keep that in mind. The fall in Brent crude could give rise to some of the oil marketing companies, aviation stocks, paint companies, etc. A PVR could be in focus. There's a board meet on the 21st of December to consider fundraising. Reliance Communications, the Department of Telecom has rejected the RelGeo Spectrum deal according to news reports. And there was a lot of delivery-based buying yesterday in banking names. So, you know, names like ICICI Bank saw 300 crores of delivery buying. Axis Bank saw 400 crores of delivery buying. So, do keep an eye out on many of these stocks. But that's it from my end. Thanks as always for listening into the podcast. You have a great trading day and we will touch base with you once again through various media. Of course, you can see us on television, follow us on Twitter, on Facebook, and we'll keep coming back on our favorite market podcast for more. Thanks for tuning in.